You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Thursday.
Oh, it's Thursday today.
Yeah, it certainly is. International Talk Like a Pirate Day as well.
Arr.
And that is all I'll do of that.
Oh, maybe we should start doing like the Johnny Depp impression. Like Roy's drunk. Hey, you got enough. Whatever he said.
That was pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I didn't drink all of that. You know, all that sort of gear as well.
What a treat the Pirates of the Caribbean films were.
And also,
like the early ones,
let's also never forget the Johnny Depp trials.
Oh.
Versus Amber Heard. What a treat that was. That was its own movie.
Well, they've actually made documentaries out of it.
Yeah, well, I didn't even know that. But
yep, it's on Tubi.
There you go. Tubi. This is the no-frills brand streaming service that you've gotten right into, isn't
yeah.
it?
Oh, it's so good.
What else is on there that you've watched or seen?
Really weird B-grade films and, like, some dodgy TV shows. But there are some good stuff in there, too.
What's something dodgy? I want to hear about that.
Oh,
I don't care
about
the good stuff. Like, what have you seen where you've gone, oh, what is that?
Una memento, por favor.
Okay.
Hang on. Something for you, Crevo.
Yes.
Titanic 2. It's got Mr. Bean, like, cartoons in there. It's got Yu-Gi-Oh! Yeah, Winona Earp. Yeah.
So this is, like, the free one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's actually brilliant. You have to get into it.
Okay.
It's got Cruel Intentions on there, actually.
Oh, there you go. There's a treat. You can watch that, you know.
It's got a Colin Firth movie.
It's got a Colin Firth movie.
It's actually so good. I would highly recommend.
It sounds a bit random, like a bit the early days of YouTube sort of vibe.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, well, you know what? I might download it. There's no fee or anything, right?
No.
Okay. There's a little treat for a work break, perhaps.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So, good news for Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan?
He's finally sold his house.
What do you mean? How long was it up on the market?
It was on, like, the American version of realestate.com or whatever.
Yeah.
For 12 years.
Holy dooly. How expensive was this house?
Okay, good question.
Yeah.
So, originally he had it priced. This was when he first put it up for sale in 2012.
Wow.
For $42 million. This is Australian dollars.
Oh, just casually.
He must have slowly been lowering it because it's just sold for $22 million.
Yeah, there you go. That's a bit better.
Yeah.
That's more affordable.
Well, a 50% discount for someone who's able to wait long enough.
Do you reckon a Kardashian or a Jenner bought this?
No.
No?
It's not tasteful enough.
Oh.
Because it's very 90s. It's been updated, but not brilliantly. Has 19 bathrooms.
Holy dooly.
The men must love to pee. Is
or
all I
are
can
the
say. Yeah, I mean, because why does it have so many bathrooms?
Have a shower in every corner of the house.
I guess so. Of course, it's got, you know, the requisite basketball court and all sorts of things.
It'd have to.
And it had a bit of, like, renewed interest because it's been up for sale this whole time.
Wow.
Do you remember that big Netflix doco, The Last Dance?
Yes, I do.
Back in 2020. A lot of it was filmed there, I think.
Cool.
So people were, what's this? Where is this all filmed?
Yeah.
Oh, it's his house. Oh, it's for sale. Finally sold. Crazy after all this time.
Well, there you go. Best sales campaign they've ever had making a documentary into it.
Worse, because it's half the price. You'd be fuming, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, true. But it has been up for way too long.
Yeah,
so.
Can you imagine all the, is this still available messages he's had over the journey?
Oh, what you get in Marketplace?
Yeah. Do you reckon he's doing it or has he got, he must have someone sorting that out,
yeah.
surely.
Hey, I can come and inspect today at 2 p.m., no later, no earlier.
Exactly, yeah. 2 p.m. only.
Yeah, that's right.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Okay, the big question that should be on everyone's lips at the moment is, where's Capybara? Where is it? Where are they at?
All right, so just fill people in who are not sure what a capybara is.
Capybara kind of looks like a slender wombat slash curvy giant rodent. It's part of the rodent family. They weigh up to like between 30 and 66 kilos. They are basically native to South America.
But no more than 66? They get to 66 and go, that's
I'm done.
That's a maximum.
I'm going to stop growing now. Well, this one-year-old capybara called Cinnamon has escaped a zoo over in the UK. It's been missing for 4 days.
Now, they're kind of comical animals. They got these funny giant teeth at the front.
Yeah.
They're huge, like bigger than you expect.
Yeah, they are.
They're like really big dogs, some of them. And they're just sort of funny in the way they act. They love swimming.
Mm.
But for a big furry animal, that's really odd.
Yes.
They don't mind hanging out with other species as well. There's all these videos of them with, like, ducks on their backs.
And, oh, look, they're pretty chill.
Yeah, they're very relaxed. Or, you know, turtles. They just hang out with any other animal.
Mm. Yeah, they're quite friendly. So this is what we're looking at here. If it's escaped, it sounded like a Mission Impossible. It's done a Tom Cruise. It has gone somewhere and they couldn't find it. So where is Cappy? Day and night searches have been conducted by the zoo over in the UK. Her owner at the zoo has said that this particular species is so good at hiding, it's going to be so difficult to find her.
Oh, it's a very cheeky
They are
animal.
Cheeky.
Yeah.
Yes. But after extensive missions, teams on the hunt for her, and stories across many news outlets, the cheeky little cappy has been found as of this morning.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah, this is only a couple of hours ago that
this
was published.
Where was it hiding?
How far did she get? Only 200 metres from the perimeter of the zoo. So they were conducting all these searches and couldn't find her.
Far and wide.
Yep, there was drones up in the air looking for her.
That's pretty smart use of technology.
Yeah, then they found her using the drone.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So, like, hiding under a bush or something was...
She's just out in the open.
Yeah, right.
Well, at that moment in time she was when she was found. But how crazy is that? Like, she didn't even get very far.
Yes.
She's like, no, I just want to go out somewhere else.
I just want to go outside the wall, see what's out. A full Chicken Run situation.
Prison
going.
Break.
Exactly.
UFM. The Novos.
And time is running out for somebody in Adelaide to claim their lotto fortune. So.
Right. So they've got a ticket.
They've got a ticket from what they call down there. I think it's called X Lotto.
Okay.
Which is their version of Lucky Lotteries or whatever it is.
Yep.
And they won $1 million. $1 million winning.
Oh.
1 year ago or nearly 1 year ago. So I didn't realize this because in New South Wales, I think you've got. You've got 6 years for all, and this is ACT as well, all instant scratch and lottery prizes. You've got 6 years to claim.
Well, it's not going to take somebody 6 years to realise, surely.
Well,
like, if you're buying a ticket, you're keeping track of it.
Most people are.
Yeah.
But this is what's happened. They don't know what's happened. 12 months ago, almost, I think they've got 10 days left or 9 days left. They've won the $1 million prize, which is the jackpot on this. It's a cheaper lottery ticket or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't claimed it yet.
Wow.
So South Australia, where this has happened, they're asking people basically to check places, pockets, you know, glove boxes.
Your wardrobe.
All of these spots where you might slip a ticket because this thing is going to expire soon and the money just goes back to the lottery.
Well, the lottery place is cheering, isn't it?
Well, they are. I mean, I think they want people to win.
Yeah.
Because that is, if they get people to win, what a great story for them.
That's
true. They sell a lot more tickets.
Mm.
So, I know this is a long shot, but if you purchased a ticket on between Monday and Wednesday about a year ago from BP Servo at Mawson Lakes...
Right. This could be you.
This could be you. I know it's a long shot, but maybe you're on holiday or something. Because Adelaide is missing a lotto winner. And if it is you, and you go, oh, I was at Mawson Lakes and bought a lotto ticket from a BP there, at least give us a share, would you? Because if I'm the one who's told you and you haven't realised till now, I deserve a little bit, just a little taste.
So I failed to tell you something, Crevo.
Yeah,
it was me.
Oh, is it?
I am the not-so-lucky lottery winner.
If you leave straight after this break, I know where you've gone and I want my share.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Slept over the boyfriend's house last night, which was wonderful. Thank you so much.
What was that voice?
I don't know. God knows at this hour of the morning.
Yeah.
Anyway, so his wonderful housemate, Billy, who's a good friend of mine, he's starting to plan his 30th birthday bash, which is going to be up in Port Macquarie Way. So it's going to be like up on a farm and whatever. It's going to be lovely.
Are you going?
Yeah. So I'm going. I'm going to help out with the organisation, like, you know, help like move things there because he wants, you know, some speakers, he wants some food, all that type of thing. So it takes, you know, a bit of muscle power to set these things up.
That's why they've got you in.
That's it. Gun show, Ari. Anyway, the thing is, though, we're all a lot of us are staying overnight, but we have to bring camping gear.
Oh, you've never camped before, have you?
I have, but when I was a kid. So,
it doesn't count.
So Will and Billy, they were like, do you have any camping gear, Ari? And I'm like, I don't think we have any left. So I'm going to scrounge around and like talk to all of our neighbours and see if they have any camping gear that they can lend me for January.
Oh, January. Yeah. Oh, plenty of time.
Yeah. I just don't want to go buy anything.
Yeah, fair enough. Are you sure? Because you might want to. You might get into camping after this.
Nah.
Doing a bush pee and all that.
Well, my boyfriend Will, he's just like, oh, I could just bring the swag. I could sleep under the stars. I'm like, what am I going to sleep in? Where's my tent? Where's my swag?
Has he not got a two-person swag?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
He's got one of those like weird all-in-one swags, apparently, where it's waterproof.
It's got a little lid on it.
Yeah.
I know the ones. Like a mini tent?
Sort of.
What kind of boyfriend is this where he sleeps in the swag and then leaves you out in the cold?
Well, he's like, you can get in with me. I'm like, I want my own space.
What?
Well, there's not enough room for two people.
You want to get yourselves a tent at least.
Yeah, so I guess we'll see. I'll ask some of the neighbours, see if they've got any gear for me. Right. I can borrow. Oh,
I look forward to hearing about you camping.
It's not going to end well at all.
I can't see you peeing behind a bush. You know, it's not your style. You're too classy for all that.
I'll go find a hole and I'll just sit in that.
New FM. The Novos.
For this next story, we go to Busselton, which is a little town on the southern tip of Western Australia.
Oh, okay.
So it's right down south, quite remote, not a huge town.
Mm-hmm.
The KFC there, though, has been host to quite an unusual guest.
Oh, please tell me there wasn't like a weird rat found in a bucket of chicken.
No. Okay. KFC there has been host to a kangaroo. This video, people are calling it the most Australian video ever, of this kangaroo bounding into a KFC inside the restaurant, having a look around, just sort of chilling there for a bit, and then being ushered out by staff.
What's he doing in there?
Well, good question. Why is there a kangaroo in the KFC?
Skippy, get out.
All I can imagine is he wanted a Zinger burger, maybe a medium popcorn chicken and a large chips, and he's been turned away, refused service. For what? Does he look drunk and disorderly?
No.
Did he not
just
have money?
Skippity.
Maybe that's the issue.
Mm. He forgot his cash in his pouch.
You can imagine. I was just about to pay. How are you going to pay? You have no money.
I've got a $10 note in my pouch.
Exactly.
Somebody whip it out for me.
And if you don't believe I've got money, I'm rich. I'm all over the $1 coins. Like, surely you know who I am.
I am a model.
Exactly. Give me some KFC, give me my Zinger burger, and let me go on my way. I don't care if they've swapped it over to whatever, cabbage. Remember they did all that?
Oh, my God, disgusting. They still have it. They haven't gone back to lettuce.
And you know what? Even he wasn't too upset. He would have taken the cabbage burger, but still they sent him on his way. How un-Australian. I'm not for it.
UFM. The Novos.
There's a new dirty little health secret on the rise among wellness, beauty and mummy influencers online.
Ooh.
You know this is going to be good.
Sure do. What's going on?
A fertility and hormone coach, her name is Stephanie Adler, posted a video to her TikTok the other week explaining the health benefits of dirt. Dirt.
Dirty to me.
Here we go. Yeah, we're using this song again.
Yeah,
what a banger. Anyway.
What is the health benefits of dirt? I've heard of like a mud bath. Is that it? Where you cover yourself in mud and then you put cucumbers on your eyes. This is usually what I do.
The cucumbers do nothing, by the way. Apparently it's like a coolant for the eye bags. But anyway. So some believe that certain edible dirt, red clay, whatever, is actually an anti-aging tool, claiming, it unclogs the pores from sebum, it tightens pores, has anti-aging effects. So it helps in balancing the sebum production that causes pimples and dandruff. So like this? Just gross stuff, gunk, like in your skin.
Sebum. What is that?
It's just gunk.
Okay.
Yeah. So if we have the sebum production balanced, this basically means we get a healthy face.
Yeah, right. So you're at the beach and you sebum and then you think, oh, that's a bit dirty.
No.
Is this what's happening?
No. They're just saying, like, you can actually eat dirt. So at least one teaspoon. Can't. They're saying one teaspoon of organic biodynamic soil has more microorganisms than humans on Earth. So basically...
I'm sorry. You can't eat dirt. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I mean, you eat dirt as a kid. Like, you put anything in your mouth. But
sure,
like,
but it's not recommended by the teaspoon. I don't believe this. This is a bunch of absolute garbage.
Well, this has actually gone really far. Those seeking a more gourmet experience can now purchase edible soil online via Amazon or Etsy.
Oh, you know what? This is the dumbest thing. Anyone who buys this is an absolute simpleton. Selling ice to Eskimos. Oh, I've got some dirt for sale. Just try eating it.
Well, you know what? It's a natural trend, isn't it?
Is that what... Are you buying this?
No, but I believe that people swear by this stuff. Like, you will. There are lots of people out there, especially women, that go, I really need to work on my anti-aging effect serums or do something that's not going to cost me an arm and a leg. And it gives you, a healthy looking glow about you, it keeps things tight and young. So
what do you think is so important to keep so tight and young, Ari?
Skin. We need to be young forever. There's a song about that. So I just wanted to quickly tell you two trends that I've thought about overnight that I have tried so many times to be able to achieve this. Okay.
Let's hear what you've used to keep yourself tight and young.
No. This is not for the skin. This is for other parts of the body.
Okay, sorry.
So I used to try and put lemon juice on my hair to get blonde streaks because I have very dark hair and I always hated it. And I could never dye my hair. I wasn't allowed to. So I had to put like lemon juice through my hair.
Did it work?
No. Okay. Not even in the slightest.
There's a fail.
Yeah, absolutely. One. The second one, now this might seem a bit weird. So many years ago, because I wanted like big, long, beautiful eyelashes, without having to wear mascara because I wasn't allowed to, I used to put Vaseline on my eyelashes to make them grow.
And did it work?
I don't think so, but I had some gunky looking eyeballs for a lot of years.
Okay, so you've heard all of this. You go, these last two, I've been sold and it hasn't worked.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to be different about eating dirt, Ari?
It's got microorganisms.
Oh,
keeps me young, creamer.
If you do this and you buy dirt off the internet, look, I've got some out the back in Mayfield you can buy.
Look, it's fine. I have a garden at home. I'll just get a spoonful from the hedge garden. And there we go.
$20 a packet if you're interested.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
Now, we're only a couple of days into the 25 season of the UEFA Champions League. This is soccer. This international football.
The UEFA Champions, my favourite.
Is it a chocolate?
I love a UEFA. Vanilla's my favourite, probably. Put it in a little bit of ice cream. Oh, that crunch. It's like a nice contrast of textures. Oh,
you are crazy. So, this is really exciting, okay? If you're a football fan, you are definitely watching as many games as you can. The league has expanded this year to include more teams. At the top of the table at the moment, with only a couple of games in, Bayern Munich. This is incredible. I guess records have already been broken. So, Harry Kane, which is in the Bayern Munich team. He's actually broken Wayne Rooney's record for the most Champions League goals by an English player when Bayern actually...
How much does Bayern anyway?
So, because Kane actually scored four times against Dynamo Zagreb, which is a team. It's just a team.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, they smashed them 9-2.
What are your thoughts on hazelnut wafer?
Oh, if my dad's listening, he's going to butcher you.
Ah, well, these things happen. But
anyway, Bayern Munich, top of the table. Good on you, Bayern.
And hazelnut wafers are the best. Let's keep that in mind.
Are they?
Don't you think?
I don't know. Like, I've never had one.
Think about like Nutella spread.
Oh, yeah.
Hazelnut wafer.
Okay, yep. Okay.
That is elite.
Yeah.
At top of the table when it comes to the wafer league, which is what I'm following and most interested in.
UFM. The Novos.
Today, wanted to, I guess, settle a great debate that probably happens across houses all around Newcastle and the Hunter.
I'm sure it would.
Which is the better type of pillow? Hard pillows or soft pillows?
Now, depending on who you ask... The opinion's always divided.
That's right. And the reason this has come up is we just randomly asked someone on our holiday hotline yesterday, and you can play for that later in the show around 8 o'clock.
Yes.
If they prefer it. And the, you know, the answer is very, you know, very serious, I guess. People, yes. They take their pillows very seriously.
Yes, it's important.
I'm a big soft pillow guy. I have probably one of the softest pillows available.
Yeah.
It's stuffed with feathers, right? It's not a cheap pillow, I'll give you that.
Jeez, what salary are you on?
Well, but here's my opinion on it, right? Okay. You spend half your life in bed.
You do, yeah.
You want to make sure you're comfortable.
Mm.
Okay, I've bought a $60, $70 pillow.
Oh, I thought it was going to be more expensive than that, to be fair.
You get them on sale, right? Mm. So what? I haven't bought the $10 Kmart one. I'm spending half my life there. I want to treat my head and neck.
You know what? I do have a cheap Kmart pillow.
Yeah.
And it's like the soft side because I'm a soft person myself.
Yeah.
And it's actually amazing.
There you go.
Yeah.
So your team's soft as well.
Absolutely. You cannot give me a tough, hard, medium pillow at all. It has to be ultra soft.
So my wife, Emmy, is team hard.
Yeah, okay.
She loves the pillow to be hard. In fact, we'll have like a couple of hard pillows on the bed in case you want to prop yourself up and read or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
She'll take both of them. She'll have double hard. Two hard pillows.
Jeez, you might as well be sleeping on a concrete floor.
Well, that's what I thought. And we were chatting about this a little bit yesterday. Producer Mark, we found out, team hard. He loves a hard pillow.
In fact, he would prefer not to have a pillow. He'd sleep on the floor.
Oh, that. So he's hard mattress as well. That's a different discussion.
Crazy man.
Yeah, he certainly is. Mm. All right, here's what I want to do here. 4967-4105. Are you team soft or are you team hard when it comes to pillows? Because around the team, it's two versus one, right?
Yes,
so hard's in the minority at this point.
It is, yes.
But we want to find out what's more popular around Newcastle and the Hunter.
Maybe we're the psychopaths, Crevo. Like, maybe people who have harder pillows.
They're the normal ones, you reckon?
Yeah, maybe we're just
weak. The odd ones out.
Yeah, we're probably the odd ones, I would say.
I just don't understand the appeal of hard pillows.
Either do I.
The clue is in the name, pillowy. It should be soft. It should, you know, when your head hits it, it should just float into a dreamy land of fluff.
Is pillow nearly an onomatopoeia? Like pillow. Like as soon as your head hits it.
What are you doing?
Pillow.
ASMR YouTube channel on the side. Yeah, a little bit of a side hustle.
It's my second career.
One more time.
Pillow.
There we go.
Like, it's what it sounds like.
I think so.
Honestly, I have no idea what the go is with hard pillows. My boyfriend, Will, he likes a bit of a tough pillow. So we're always like sleeping with like different styles.
And different head heights.
That's right.
He's there lying on his brick.
Yes.
Which is... Once again, why are you doing that?
Your
head's halfway in the air, going to touch the ceiling because it's so high up. What have you done?
Yeah, craziness, and I give hell for it all the time.
But there are hard pillow lovers out there.
There are.
And let's see what Newcastle thinks, shall we?
Yeah, 4967-4105 if you want to get involved in the chat.
Surely not a hard pillow person. Robbie in Charlestown, where do you sit on this debate?
Robbie, you there?
Maybe not. All right, let's try someone else, shall we?
She's gone back to sleep.
Yeah. On a soft pillow, I can only assume.
Hopefully. Let's go to James in Maryland. Hey, James, are you a hard or soft pillow man?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm very much a soft pillow man.
Yeah! You are not a psycho!
Thank you. Do you have a partner, James?
I do, and she's a hard pillow person.
Well, how do you feel about that, just personally? I think it's crazy business. I can't, it drives me nuts.
Well, she made the bed the other day and swapped our pillows around, and I was like, no.
Not on my watch. What's she going to be doing next, trying to switch your sides of the bed? Like, come on now.
She's already tried that, not happening.
You know what? I think you should probably get rid of her with all of those issues.
Yeah.
And that's my professional advice, okay?
You're such a wind-up. Leave the poor guy alone. Seriously.
All right, let's try again. Robbie and Charles, Sam, where do you sit?
I'm hard all the way, baby.
Excuse me now?
Yeah, you said soft. I heard that. hard. Hard mattress, hard pillow, hard man.
Why is that, Robbie?
Well, to be a soft pillow, you might as well not have a pillow.
Your head
hits the mattress.
Now, you've said that... Hard pillow, hard mattress, hard man. Out of those three, which is your favourite?
Probably a hard mattress.
Oh, you said Matt. Oh, I thought things were going differently there.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest.
All right, Lois Deluxe time. This is where we give you three items from the shops, from around town. Maybe it's on the internet, that sort of thing. You just need to put them in order from the cheapest to the most expensive. Let's meet our contestant for today.
Let's go to Maryland with Pradeep. Good morning. How are you going?
Good morning, my darling. How are you?
Very good. Are you having a great Thursday morning today?
Of course.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Going to pick my grandson, babysitting my grandson today,
though.
Oh, gorgeous.
That's nice.
And how are you, Kriva?
Oh, I'm fantastic. It's great to hear from you. It's been a while. Now, let's get into Lowest Deluxe. You know how it works?
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. Perfect. Three things I'll give you, and you just need to figure out what the order is from cheapest to most expensive, okay?
Thank you, my darling.
Oh, you're very welcome. All right, item number one is a 1 kilo bag of coffee from Red Parrot Coffee in Islington. And that's the Newcastle blend. Mm-hmm. 1 kilo bag. Yep. Item number two, from Jack's Tyres, the Pirelli Powergy Tyre 195/60 R15. It's basically like a standard sedan tyre.
Okay, but just one tyre?
One tyre, okay. Pirelli brand. It's a good brand. Mm. There's a little hint for you.
And
item number three, from 7-Eleven, a standard sausage roll.
Oh.
Okay. First, just one sausage roll?
Yep, just one.
Yeah, one?
Yep, okay, you're putting the sausage roll in first?
Correct.
Okay, what do you want in the middle?
Coffee, my darling
Kruber. All right.
Coffee?
1 kilo of Newcastle Blend coffee from Red Parrot in Islington.
Okay.
Yep. And that puts the tyre in third.
All right.
Correct. Time to reveal the prices.
Let's do it.
Sausage roll comes in at $3.
Oh, that's all right, isn't it?
Certainly is. Oh, Pradeep's laughing her way to the bank at this point.
Yeah.
A kilo of coffee from Red Parrot Islington Newcastle Blend, espresso grind.
Ooh.
$40, which is looking good for you at this point, because I can reveal the Pirelli Powergy Tyre 195/60 R15 is $175. You might have done it! Pradeep, you've made Maryland proud. You made your grandson proud. The family pass to play mini golf's all yours. You going to enjoy it with your grandson?
Yes, of course,
Griever. Oh, we love to hear it. Thanks for coming on the show. Another local winner here on UFM.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Read a little story yesterday that they're looking to, I guess, modernise, beautify Georgetown CBD.
I think this is a great idea. It's looking a bit old now.
Yeah, well, it just could use with a little bit of, you know, I guess... A little bit of a zhuzh up, if you will. Yeah, spruce up.
Mm.
It's got a lot of great character, and we don't want to detract from that. Mm. It's got those new flats going in and stuff,
yep.
And it's, I guess, an area that probably hasn't seen a lot of public money in a while.
I would say so, yeah.
Now, they're asking for ideas. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we thought, let's put the brain trust together.
Yeah.
And try and, you know, come up with some.
Yeah, at least inspire some ideas.
That's it. What have you got first of all?
Look, first and foremost, colour. Because every time that I've driven through Georgetown, like, the residents there, they need something pretty to look at. So, like, for example, all the power poles and stuff, give them a bit of a coat of paint.
Yeah, just a spruce up. Yep. All right, I
yellow,
like that.
Yellow, pinks, blues, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, need some colour. Second of all, how about, like, bring a little bit of foot traffic into Georgetown?
Okay.
What about your own flower festival? Something like a minor version of Floriade.
Oh, I love that. We don't have a flower fest nearby.
Nah. So in, like, one of the business areas?
Yeah.
Yeah, just do, like, a big garden, like a tulip festival.
Well, there's that sort of, there's that massive park down near the train line there.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
That'd be perfect. Yeah. And it's very underused. You go there, they're hardly doing anything with it.
Mm.
Imagine having, like, our own little Floriade there. That's a tourist, like, attraction right there. People will come there, market stalls, the whole thing. It'll be awesome.
Speaking of attractions, yeah. I'm a bit animal crazy this week. So yeah. I reckon, like, a petting zoo. Get some alpacas in there.
Yeah. Well, that can be in the park as well.
Do you need your food? Yeah.
Perfect.
Napoleon Dynamite style. Yep.
I've got a couple of ideas. First of all, Vinny's Takeaway needs a heritage protection order.
You reckon?
This is my concern. What? Right? It's a corner block.
Yeah.
There's all these massive apartments going up across from it or near it.
Mm.
I'm just worried some developer's going to buy it up and turn it into apartments.
It definitely will happen.
And it's such a, like, it's an iconic building in that area.
Mm.
It's such a interesting looking building. The sign is cool.
It is cool.
And you drive through there, and that's the sort of thing that brings character to these little, you know, mini CBDs that Newcastle has.
True.
We can't have that knocked down, right?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I can get around that.
Similarly for Georgetown Cake Shop. Cakes there are so good. I just personally want that to stay.
Yeah, right? Okay.
For whatever reason. The other idea I've had, and hear me out here, because okay, this might be sound a little bit radical, but what about a Venice-style canal right down the middle of the road or next to the road? Imagine this, right? You've got gondolas being quietly paddled along. You've got riverside cafes, mm-hmm, you know, people sipping coffees, maybe grabbing a little cake from Georgetown Cake Shop.
Oh, bellissimo.
Yeah, and you've got the, you know, the gondoliers,
yep,
plying their trade. Come on now.
Shirts.
Come on now. Just a few dollars and I'll take you down the Georgetown Canal.
Buongiorno, bella. Come into my boat.
All of that. I think we could transport, between that and the flower festival,
oh,
Georgetown can be transformed into a little, I guess, a little slice of paradise.
Yeah, cultural haven.
Yeah, why not?
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. And the Novos.
I've come across a little gem, Crevo.
What have you found?
Oh, I didn't even know this was a thing. And I think it was, like, it established itself earlier this year. It's called ProVibe at Warner's Bay. So it's like a health food store. It's a cafe. But don't be fooled, because they have stuffed waffles.
Stuffed waffles.
So they get, like, it's pretty much like a, exactly. It's like a toastie, but they've cooked the waffles and then they have fillings in them. You can get, like, things like Popeye, Hawaiian, Mexico flavor. Like, my God.
That actually sounds amazing. Do they then toastie it?
Yeah, it's like a toastie in a way, but they're thick. They've got so much stuffing in them and
what
four bits.
What are they?
Thick. Oh, they're so good. Yeah, so they've been around since this year, I'm pretty sure. It's like in a little arcade way at Warner's Bay Esplanade there. So if you can get to it, I would go and try it. They've got like 4 to 5 different flavours.
So seen them but haven't tried yet.
Not yet. I didn't even know they were there.
You want to get
them on Facebook.
You want to get them because they are
thick.
Who wouldn't?
I know.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Having a chat amongst the team behind the scenes yesterday about how our cars get so much use, right?
Sure.
Not only does it take us from A to B, you can sleep in your cars. They can, you know, keep us cool on a hot summer's day. So sometimes it's nice to just have a little cheeky ice cream sitting in the car. But what we did find out about some members of the team is that we also tend to hide in our cars away from everyone.
Yeah.
We do.
Do you want to say who those members of the team were?
Me.
So, well, I mean, it's me. Also, maybe our boss.
Or maybe, just a maybe.
Maybe, maybe, maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So this is what we
want
to know.
Tell us what you... No, what is happening? Why are you hiding in your car, Ari, and who are you hiding from?
No, look, I like to have some alone time. I like to have some downtime.
Sure.
I like to have a cheeky ice cream in the car a lot of the time. I like to sit there and eat my food in my car, okay? It gives me peace. I'm not being hassled by people. People aren't looking at me eating.
Where are you doing this? Do you have, like, special car hiding spots or you don't want to reveal it?
You know where I was the other day? I was just like, you know what? I just feel like sitting in a car park. So I went to Edgeworth and they have, like, the little shopping centre there.
Sure.
So I sat in the car in Edgeworth Shopping Centre just like, I just want to sit here and do nothing on my phone.
So you just do, like, a little bit of TikTok time or
TikTok
YouTube.
Time. That's right.
And what ice cream did you have?
A Macca's soft serve. They're good. But I haven't had one in years. So
yeah,
I'm like,
why not?
You know what? It's a sunny day and I don't want to, you know, melt my ice cream. So I went to the town centre and just stayed there for half an hour.
Well, it's very quiet. Yes. No one can interrupt you.
That's right.
And, you know, they don't know where you are. I can sort of see the appeal.
Yeah.
Not for me, though, but there are, I think there's other, I don't think you're alone here, Ari.
Nah.
I think there are other car hiders out there.
Mm.
This is what we want to do.
Yep.
4967-4105. Are you a car hider? Or do you want to dob one in? Have you caught your partner out, maybe?
This is a good one.
Well, sometimes it's just, this is what what came out in the discussion.
Yeah.
People just sit in their car outside the front of the house.
Yeah, in the driveway.
Yeah, and they just sort of, they want a little bit of alone time or whatever.
Before they come inside for the kids.
Well, or, you know, whatever it is.
That's right.
Let's find out about some of Newcastle's car hiders.
Yeah, let's do it.
Dean in Charlestown, is it you or are you dobbing one in?
I'm dobbing one in.
Oh, give it to us.
Who is it?
It's my partner.
So what are they hiding and how do you know this?
So, just because you can just, in our house, you can see when they've pulled up. But she sits in there and she just hangs out, listens to music. When the radio contest for the Beetlejuice tickets, I think she was in the car for like 3 hours trying to win some.
Oh, you know what? That's a very, very dedicated UFM listener and
noble.
We appreciate that. So that we've got... Dean, they've got our full support on that one.
Absolutely. Let's go to Edgeworth now with Matt. Hey, Matt, are you the car hider or someone else you know?
No, it's definitely me.
Oh, really? So what are you doing, Matt?
I've got 4 kids at home and sometimes I like to just eat stuff without having to share it, you know?
Yes!
I love that. What's some of your favourite I don't want to share it foods?
Oh, it's KFC chips and chocolate. Not at the same time, but...
Obviously, you're not an animal.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Yeah, I'm sophisticated, you know.
Yeah, you're a classy man about Edgeworth. What chocolate do you go for?
Oh, it's just got to be the plain, mate.
Yeah.
You just... I love myself some plain.
Hang on, Matt, also, I do have to ask. Yeah, you go.
Sorry, can I give a quick shout out to Xander? He's just at work today. Good luck today, mate. Oh. Have a good day.
Oh,
I don't know who Xander is, but I like him.
He's my stepson. Good man.
Have a good day, Xander.
Yeah, and to you, Matt, as well. Enjoy your chocolate and chips. We love having you on the show.
You could be living like a king or queen at 291 on King. Early check-in, parking on arrival, Hunter Valley wine delivered to your door, and 24-hour access to the gym on King. I know when that hotline bling. UFM's Holiday Hotline.
Yeah, that's right. Your chance to get yourself in the draw for our holiday a day.
Yeah.
And at the moment, this 291 on King, it's Newcastle's new luxury hotel.
I know.
And it's a 2-night getaway for two.
Stunning.
There's a lot of twos in that, and I like it.
A lot of twos. Lucky number.
It certainly is. Mm. If you haven't checked it out, jump online and have a look at their hotel. It is glorious.
Oh, it's amazing.
All right, let's meet some people who are getting in the draw for this show. We're going to put as many in as we can.
Let's do it. Okay, let's go to Maitland. Good morning, Carissa. You're in the draw.
Well, thank you.
No problem. How long has it been since you've had a holiday, Carissa?
Since before COVID.
Oh, that's a couple of years now, isn't it?
That is way too long. And COVID was a big old blur, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it even real? Am I right, Carissa? Carissa loved it. All right, in Maryland, Shane, you are in the draw. Well done, my friend.
Well, thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Also a kind person.
Yeah, people are lovely today, aren't they?
They are. It's a good vibe out there.
It is. Bernadette in Rutherford. Congrats, you're in the draw. Well, she is robotic.
Yeah, and on Newcastle's West phone line, but
that's
still in the draw.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're just in a generous mood.
That's it.
All right, Adam in Madawi, you're in the draw. Well done.
Awesome, thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, imagine you see a spa bath in a hotel room. Are you going in for a little spa bath?
Definitely going for a bath.
Oh, you're a bath man, are you, Adam?
On occasion, yes, but usually a shower twice a day.
Yeah, oh, okay. Right. But when you're on holiday, you got to treat yourself,
well,
don't you?
On occasion, he is, yeah.
You have to laze about.
Yeah, that's it. I love to hear it. Well, there we go. Easy as that. And make sure you're listening throughout the day because we're putting more and more people in the draw and then Joel at the end of the day giving away with your live and local drive home.
That's
so
right.
Good luck, everyone. Oh, it's been so fun, hasn't it?
I love this.
So do I.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
I've seen it everywhere consistently to death in every local community Facebook group that I'm in. Look, I love them. It's a wonderful world on there. But every third post at the moment has to do with people going, hey, do you need a car detailing service? Does your car need a revamp? I've got the solution for you. Hire me for your services.
So what you're saying is at the moment, there's a huge amount of people in the car detailing business.
Yes.
And they're just sort of everywhere.
Yep.
What's going on with that? Why do you think it is?
Look, I don't know. I think it's because, I guess, people like, you know what? I know how to clean a car. I know how to reupholster. Like, on a very basic level, I know how to polish a car. So they're like, you know what? I can do the inside and outside of your car to make a quick buck.
Well, it's quite expensive getting it properly detailed, isn't it? You feel about $200.
Well, cars, look, they're very expensive to maintain. Understandable.
So people think, oh, maybe it'll take me 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
There's about $70 an hour. That's probably more than I'm making at work. And they
absolutely.
I can have my own business. I'm an entrepreneur.
Well, that's it. So everyone in Cameron Park and Edgeworth and Glendale is thinking the same thing.
It's funny you mention that because I reckon I've noticed a lot of car detailing ads recently as well.
Really?
And I think it's also the low barriers to entry in the business.
What do you mean?
So if you, for example, want to start your own airline, you know.
Good luck.
Mayfield Air
okay,
or whatever.
Right.
The cost of buying a Boeing 747, it's a couple of $100 million.
Well, I mean, it's not cheap.
Yeah. If you want to start your own car detailing business, it's a bucket, a sponge, and some soap.
Some
right?
Car polish and some clay barring.
You could probably get organized for your first job for about $14.95 from and a trip to Bunnings.
I mean, look, it's a great little way to start up, but wouldn't you think you just do like your family and your friends' cars or whatever to earn a quick buck? Because
well,
I don't know who to trust.
Well, there's so many of them out there. I guess you got to go with Google reviews or something. But our city has, I think you're right, our city has gone car detailing mad.
Yeah.
And it's the new power washing. Do you remember about a couple of years ago, they had a power washing business? What, you bought like a little gurney from Bunnings and now you're going to wash people's driveways for 50
bucks? I remember
bucks?
This.
It was a huge thing.
Yeah.
And now I guess those people, power washing, it's not that as much demand as you think. They've gone on to car detailing.
All the people used to do like lawn mowing as well. It's like, I've got a whippersnipper, I'll use my dad's mower and I'll go like earn some bucks on the weekend. Nah.
Lawn mowing's another one. But yeah, this car detailing thing, I don't know how long it'll last.
No.
Because once you get your car detailed, then if you keep it up in the washing, you don't need to keep going back, do you?
No, that's right.
Well, good luck to these entrepreneurs as well, say.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So I climb into bed last night and I'm about to go off to Dreamland.
Oh.
I set my alarms.
Yes.
And in the distance I can hear the sort of boom, 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 boom.
Oh.
That's the sound of the dishwasher doing its thing.
I was going to say, were you visited by a UFO or something?
No, 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 no. I hear that. And then Emmy says, I might just send the robo-vac out to do a little round.
So ooh.
I hear that. Out it goes.
Right.
I am actually living in the future here.
Oh,
I have a robot washing my dishes and a robot vacuuming my floor.
Oh.
George Jetson.
It's me! I just, if I can, and I've sent the robot to vacuum the house from my phone.
What are you doing?
And I'm video calling people.
Oh my God.
And I think I need to get a robot like lawnmower now as well, just to complete the set.
Do you just want a butler to bring you food as well?
Yeah, a robot one, please. Oh. What is this life I'm living?
Son, robot, give me a PB&J.
Yeah, I want it right now, thanks. And then my fridge talks to me, because that's possible now. And we just live in the future, and it's awesome.
Oh, wow.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Earlier this week, of course, we had our election. Mm-hmm. Here in Newcastle.
We did. Some major changes came our way.
That's right. Not the only place in the world having elections, though, during the last 7 days.
Oh, all right.
A televised debate that's happening for rivals of mayor of Sao Paulo, which is Brazil's biggest city,
yep.
Also having, you know, mayoral elections.
Cool.
It descended into chaos when one struggling candidate whacked another with a chair.
What?
During a televised debate. And promptly was expelled.
Now, what the hell?
This was a debate amongst 6 hopefuls who were all going for them to become mayor.
Sure.
One of the candidates, rather, who's also a TV presenter, exploded when another far-right influencer said that he was not man enough to hit him as he had been previously threatened. So then clobbered him with a chair.
Don't threaten my manhood.
Exactly right. Of course, the both of them were expelled and the TV debate went on. So they're like, you two are out, but we're still doing this. The other 4 get to chat about what they want to chat about.
We've paid for this event. This will still go ahead.
Exactly.
Oh,
good
wow.
Money has been paid for this TV airtime.
Yep.
We're continuing. Now, what's fun is producer Mark actually brought me this story.
Yes.
And when I was Googling chair-throwing parliament or something to try and track it down,
yeah.
I realised it's not the first time this sort of thing's happened. If we cast our mind back to 2017, when Taiwanese parliament, we're talking about the top level,
yeah.
broke out into a water balloon and chair-throwing brawl over an infrastructure project that was controversial. They said it would cost $13 billion. It was sort of to try and like mitigate floods and also to put a light rail in. So a bit like our light rail situation here in Newcastle, a bit controversial at the time.
It was, yes, but it didn't descend into chaos like that.
There was no chair throwing or water balloon throwing. No. We looked very civilised all of a sudden.
Here's a random question. Where are they getting water balloons in Parliament? Like chairs I get because they've already got chairs in there, but...
Water balloons feels premeditated.
Yes, it does.
From a legal standpoint. Something to think about there. All right, then we move to 2018 in Sri Lanka when, and this is a bit of a, I guess, different take on things, books, chili paste and chairs were thrown in Parliament. This is during 2018. Disputed Prime Minister's supporters brawled in Parliament for 2 days to try and disrupt a no-confidence vote. Here's a bit of fun. They had this ceremonial, like, speaker's chair that was picked up and smashed. Then they took that away, all the pieces of old wood that were there from this ceremonial chair.
Uh-oh.
They brought in, like, a regular office chair and they, like, brought the guy back in to speak again.
Yeah.
They picked up the office chair and broke that into pieces and threw that as well. Like, we are having no more sitting in this general area.
Wow.
Chairs are out.
Just expel everyone from Parliament. That's ridiculous, especially if you throw in chili paste. That's going in someone's eye and not their lunch.
Well, all of that is just chaos. It makes our politicians look relatively civilised.
Yeah.
And you know, some chaos breaks out in Question Time when you watch that on TV. Makes us look good, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're quite relaxed, turns out.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
We're pretty much done for today, though.
Yes, but we do have to give away the $60 voucher for Hunter Bell Dairy Co. I think we should give it to Matt from Edgeworth. We did talk about earlier in the show, are you a car hider? Do you hide in your car for whatever reason? He told us a belter story about he does when he doesn't want to share his food with his kids. He sits in his car with chips and chocolate.
And he goes, I'll just have this.
Yeah.
It's just for me.
Yes.
In my private transport.
And good on you.
Good on you indeed.
Now he can eat cheese alone in his
car. That's right. He's got some to ease one. We also need to remind you about our holiday hotline.
Mm.
Now, all throughout the day today, you'll be giving you chances to get in the draw for this. It's a stunning stay on 291 on King. 2 nights for 2 people. Experience 291 on King, Newcastle's new luxury hotel. Call now, book direct, and be treated like a king with early check-in, parking on arrival, Hunter Valley wine delivered to your door,
mm-hmm.
and 24-hour access to the gym on King as well.
Perfect.
The whole thing is just absolutely beautiful. If you want to win this for free, you got to be listening to New FM throughout the day for your chance to get in the draw. And then Joel, for your live and local drive home, giving away another one today.
That's right.
Another one tomorrow. We are just Holiday Central, really, with our holiday hotline for local winners only.
That's right.
That's it for today. Have a great day, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow for your Feel Good Friday.
Catch you then.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.